What do you do with theories that are wrong? The conventional explanation of the scientific process states that theories that are proven wrong are discarded in favor of better theories. However, my own approach is to retain multiple conflicting hypotheses for several reasons. Number one, how do you really know that a theory is wrong? Sometimes, especially for simple systems, it is obvious from the data and results that a theory is wrong. However, one should always keep in mind that many, if not most, of the currently accepted theories had to go through many revisions and improvements, or had to be combined with other concepts or wait for new data before they became solid concepts. Often theories are rejected or promoted prematurely on uncertain grounds or based on incomplete data and understanding at the time. And what if parts of the theory are correct, even if it is incorrect in its entirety? To me, there isn't a big stigma associated with wrong theories, as long as they are interesting, force me to learn, and seem at least initially to have some basis of merit. Moreover, I often start with a simplistic saying that all theories are wrong. Second point, there's much to be learned from theories that are wrong. To begin with, you must of course learn and understand the prevailing mainstream scientific theory. But you must learn it in a more profound ways than someone who will simply learn and apply the theory by itself. And you must go beyond the mainstream theory. Working with an alternative theory really forces you to understand and revisit the basics, and you have to work hard to try to improve a wrong theory in your attempt to make it work. Point 3. Escape the tyranny of theories. I find that when I have a favorite theory, I magically become a believer in the theory. I become blind to its weaknesses and failures through processes including confirmational bias and selective filtering. Confirmational bias is when uncritically accepts data, theories, models, analysis, and conclusions that support what you believe in, and when you reject out of hand those that run counter to your beliefs. I start promoting my favorite theories and attack theories that run counter to them. In essence, I become a tool of the theory and its disciples, rather than the theory being simply a tool for my use when it is useful. I've spent a lot of time over the decades pulling my foot out of my mouth when mainstream theories or concepts that I believed in proved to be incorrect. But now, I actually enjoy it when some fascinating concept comes along and pulls the rug out from underneath my feet. This makes science much more interesting, and it allows me to change and grow all of the time. Looking at modern science and the history of science, I am of the opinion that essentially all scientists suffer from these same problems, as we see long-term errors persisting and a continuing resistance or lack of ability and willingness to consider newer and better concepts within the scientific community. Fourth point, promoters of theories that are wrong are often the only source of strong information that shows that the overwhelmingly dominant mainstream scientific theories have serious problems and failures. You won't get this from the textbooks. Even if a theory is wrong, it can lead to great questions and challenges, and parts of the theory may prove very useful. You often don't need a theory. Data analysis can be sufficient and may be superior to a theory. While theories can be tremendously powerful and help us to understand the world, you often don't need a theory, as data analysis techniques themselves can derive many theories or produce equivalent or better results. Vladimir Vapnik, the Russian father of statistical learning theory, has a powerful lesson for us all, having stated something to the effect that engineers and scientists, ultimately you must abandon your theories, as they all fail at some point, when you must return to more rigorous use of data modeling. The computational intelligence field is based on data-driven analysis that strongly emphasizes learning and evolution. Essentially, all of these techniques are used precisely because they overcome the limitations and failures of conventional approaches and theories. CI successes are telling us that classical, rational, logical, scientific reasoning is not enough to solve many really challenging problems. Seventh and final point. Most importantly, working with wrong theories is fun and challenging. It may hurt your ego and make your boss mad, but it leads to great self-confidence and intellectual courage. Science has to have at least some people who try out all sorts of crazy ideas. Otherwise, science would stagnate.